prescription for prosperity.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There is a full court press going forward today for health care reform, and the Obama administration officials are saying cutting health care costs will be good for the economy. In the middle of a deep recession, it's one of the only things they can say about it. From Washington, more now from Tamara Keith.
President Obama will meet this afternoon with Senate Democrats to discuss health care reform. The president's Council of Economic Advisers is set to release a report this morning outlining the economic case for reshaping health care. In short, the report says health care is expensive, and unless something changes, it's only going to get more expensive. The report says that cutting health care costs and expanding coverage to the uninsured would both improve the federal bottom line and the nation's economy. But not everyone is sold on the report or the reforms it promotes. House Minority Leader John Boehner says the White House hasn't actually offered a credible plan that would accomplish its goals without raising taxes or rationing health services. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Any day now, the Obama administration is set to unveil its new vision for banking industry oversight. There are lots of federal regulators, and the White House is likely to recommend consolidating those. But that's been tried already in the United Kingdom, and the results don't inspire much confidence. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The administration wants to combine bank regulators, and back in 1998, Britain did just that, creating the Financial Services Authority. Was that a success?
The financial crisis is at least as bad as ours. From that point of view, it did not work.
Martin Bailey chaired President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisers. He says the central British regulator didn't prevent the collapse of several British banks. And some U.S. lawmakers say that's proof consolidation is no fix.
I don't think you can draw that conclusion yet.
Bailey says Britain put too many firewalls between the new bank regulator and the country's central bank. When regulators needed lower interest rates to save banks, there was no coordination.
If you are going to consolidate your financial services authority, you need to make sure that it has close ties to the central bank, which is the lender of last resort.
Bailey says that doesn't rule out consolidation if it's done right. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
European shares are mostly mixed. London, Frankfurt, and Paris are all down right now. Asian markets closed mixed as well. The Nikkei was up slightly. The Hang Seng closed down by 2.5%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Nasdaq had the biggest gain, adding more than 3%. S&P shares were up 2.5%, and the same for the Dow. 2.5% up yesterday, closed up at 87.21. A bright side to the General Motors bankruptcy, at least if you hold insurance on the company's bonds called credit default swaps, they seem to be working again. The market for the complicated derivatives fell apart last year after the fall of Lehman Brothers. But today, Bloomberg reports an investment firm, Blue Mountain Capital, that's made trades on GM's debt, expects to earn more than $800 million on derivatives trades this year. Speaking of GM, now fully into the bankruptcy process, it's time to cue the ad. You know, the empowering one that says everything's going to be okay.
General Motors needs to start over in order to get stronger. There was a time when 8 different brands made sense. Not anymore.
The ad comes out tomorrow on national TV and radio networks. The company also plans newspaper spreads in key markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Gurgaon is an Indian boom town. The city of more than 500,000 is on the southern fringe of India's capital, New Delhi. It's home to big international companies such as IBM and Microsoft. It also has a reputation for lawlessness. It's led some to call it India's Dodge City. From Gurgaon, Raymond Thibodeau reports.
Traffic choked today. A decade ago, Gurgaon was mostly farmland. But the farmers saw rich pickings in selling their fields to developers. They all grew wealthy on a bumper crop of office parks and shopping malls. Farmer-turned-developer Narendra Janega owns a commercial real estate company here. People like him have made a killing.
They are selling again and again and getting very good gains. Some of them have new vehicles. Their lifestyle has been changed.
Janega says the city's wealth has attracted robbers, kidnappers, and carjackers, eager for a piece of the action. The rich, fed up with being victims of crime, have become gunslingers instead. The number of firearms licenses has tripled in the past 2 years. There's no shortage of customers at Haryana Gun Shop. Owner Tajina Singh says most of his clients are wealthy business people.
Crime is rising. You have money. You have to keep yourself protected. Police force can't protect each and every citizen.
But what does it say about a city when realtors and bankers are forced to play Wyatt Earp? Tajina Singh makes a nice living from gun sales, but as a local businessman, he wants a nice reputation for his hometown.
That is cowboy perception there. No, no. Here it is not that kind of thing.
Even so, according to some estimates, up to 40% of households in Gurgaon have at least one firearm. That puts Gurgaon on par with many U.S. cities in terms of gun ownership. But it's about five times the gun-owning rates of India's biggest cities. Bina Lakshmi Napram is Secretary General for the Control Arms Foundation of India. She says fear isn't the only reason for high gun-owning rates here.
Owning a gun for many upper-class Indians is like a status symbol. You buy a car, you buy a house, next thing is you have a gun.
Napram fears the current economic downturn will only make things worse. Many businesses are now getting out of Dodge. Job losses and poverty are on the rise in a place where so many are still packing heat. In Gurgaon, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Hope you can check us out at our website, marketplace.org. Our scratch pad there with the online host and blogger Scott Jagow, and you can share your thoughts inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.